Final preparations are underway for the second World Summit on Sustainable Development. The so-called Earth Summit takes place in the South African city of Johannesburg at the end of August. Leaders from around the world are charged with ensuring the global environment is protected. The meeting comes 10 years after the first summit in Rio de Janeiro. Suzanne Chislett looks at the progress over the last decade and asks whether any concrete improvements are likely to result from Joburg 2002.
More than 100 heads of state and tens of thousands of representatives from the United Nations, businesses, non-governmental organizations and charities will descend on the South African city of Johannesburg in late August. They'll be updated on the progress of the last decade and will discuss further international efforts on sustainable development. But the road from Rio has been far from smooth. The United States pulled out of the one significant agreement to come from the meeting, methods to combat global warming, shortly after President Bush was elected. In May, the United Nations published its third Global Environment Outlook, and it made for disheartening reading. The report warned the Earth is at a crossroads in terms of environment control and environment damage. Dr. Klaus Töpfer is executive director of the United Nations Environment Programme, which researched the study. He says although progress has been made in the last few decades, there are still many issues which need to be addressed.
We have not solved the problem of climate change. We have still an increase of the main greenhouse gas, carbon dioxide, from the developed countries. So we are exporting those problems to developing countries.
The United Nations, which organized the four international preparatory meetings ahead of the summit, wants the world's leaders to agree to firm action plans for sustainable development, with not only goals that need to be achieved, but also timetables to monitor each country's progress. But the last time environment ministers met in Bali, they failed to agree even on a final implementation document for their leaders to discuss. The South African president, Thabo Mbeki, who will host this year's summit, is urging nations around the world to work together.
We want them to attend the conference, as all of us will do, with a frame of mind which says we have to move forward with regard to all of these matters. And that essentially is the message we'd like to communicate. And I think that we need to communicate that message as firmly as is possible. And indeed, as has been said, we would expect the peoples of these countries who are interested in these things, the ordinary people, that they would also communicate the same message to their political leaders.
When politicians gather in Johannesburg, they will be shown video messages from children all around the world, giving their opinions on their leaders' actions and stating their hopes for the future. These teenagers in London were asked what issues trouble them.
We've only got one world, and especially now today with all the industrialisation, it is being ruined, and the abundant use of fossil fuels is leading to things like the ozone layer being eroded. And I think that if we begin to destroy this world, then there's not really much hope for the future.
I think the exploitation of less economically developed countries, countries which are abused by more successful countries, when they're just, I don't know, they're puppets on a string, they're desperate for money to develop themselves. They're in, you know, deepest poverty, and so they need aid.
I think they should slow down. They should think about the future. I think they should try and preserve places of natural beauty and historical interest. Also tourism, because soon tourism will decrease if there's nothing for people to see. And I think they should think of the future.
Leaders who will travel to South Africa agree poverty must be tackled in order to ensure economic development is sustainable. A giant step forwards came when the leaders of the world's main industrial nations met for the G8 summit in Canada. They agreed to $1 billion of aid for Africa's poorest nations and also an action plan which includes debt relief, medical help and military intervention. British Prime Minister Tony Blair believes it's another method in which the world's richest nations can help the world's poorest and therefore improve the global environmental situation.
The thing that is so terrible about the situation of some of these African countries is that they are, when they're desperate to spend money on their people, to eradicate poverty, to help them with education, they're spending money on servicing debt. So I think that is an earnest of good intent here, and I hope we can build on that for the Africa plan.
Some of the African leaders attended the Canadian summit, and President Obasanjo of Nigeria welcomed the agreement, saying helping the underdeveloped nations to progress is the way forward.
There's need for renewal. There's need for revival. there's need for a buoyancy that will lead Africa out of the morass and put Africa in the mainstream of the world economic, social, and political life.
The majority of those who will gather in South Africa agree on what needs to be done. It's the process of completing that task which will be the main issue of contention. The financial costs must be weighed carefully against the possible environmental costs. And many who've been observing the progress since the first Earth Summit in Rio have serious doubts the United Nations will get the firm commitment it seeks. For Common Ground, I'm Suzanne Chislett in London.